You're listening to Radio Rehab, the most informative substance abuse program on the airways. Your host is Lisa Seif, who's the director of the Ward County Court Substance Abuse Program. You can pick up the phone right now and give Lisa a call at 812-424-1400. Or if you're outside of Evansville, it's 1-888-846-7867. Radio Rehab. And now, here's Lisa Seif.
Because I've had so many experiences,
you can help
this
somebody.
Prepares me to be the agent of change for other folks.
Well, that's what the whole program of Alcoholics Anonymous.
Right, exactly.
Anonymous,
but I think for some, you know, sometimes folks who have been in that position feel that they have no worth.
And
because
unworthy.
You have those unique experiences, that makes you a specialist as an agent of change.
A special servant.
Right, programs right. like this are important because it shows that you can help people right where you are, you know.
But you said the church was your refuge. The people made you all feel
agents of change.
Agents of change.
Safe
yeah.
there.
It was the people, family, the neighborhood. You know, the concept that it takes a village to raise a child. That kind. Mm-hmm. If you want to go with something cliche-ish in a way,
sure.
you know, you can use that because. We all, like my sister said, we all affect each other in some kind of way. And so we have to make a choice that we want our effect to be positive.
And we're never too old to have a happy childhood.
No. You know, it's like we always heard in the church, you know, God has a way of taking your scars and turning them into stars, your lemons and turning them into lemonade. You know,
ooh,
He can take
like
the ugliness. He can take the midnight and turn it into daylight. There's a scripture that says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Hmm. Sometimes I tell people in our church, look at your neighbor and say, good morning. Because your morning can come in the middle of the day.
Yeah. Bad day ends at midnight.
That's it.
So, Reverend, how did you all... What makes you go right and some people go left? What makes some people take that woundedness into empowerment and others into destruction?
I think it depends on how you deal with what you're going through.
Sure.
I mean,
but where do you learn that? In the pews?
You learn how you deal with things from examples.
But how did you learn not to go that route?
I think you have to look at your examples, you have to look at your choices, and you have to decide at that moment, what are you going to do with what you have?
But you're assuming and people have that ability to think like that.
Well,
these
everybody
kids are,
has the ability, whether they do use that ability or not,
mm-hmm.
is the question. Because I can look at, you know, I can look at a bill and I can say, with not having the money to pay it, and I can look at that bill and I can say, I can break down and say, oh my God, I don't know how I'm going to pay this, and I can, you know, be stressed. Or I can look at that bill and say, you know what? I'm going to pay it a little bit at a time. Same bill, same emptiness of pocket, different responses, different approaches. You see? And some of our responses and some of our approaches we've been taught from generations before us. We saw how some of our forefathers reacted. We saw how sometimes they didn't address things that needed to be addressed. It was a silent thing in the family. You knew it was going on. Things were going on, but you didn't address it. It's just something you didn't talk about, you see? And so you learn to do the same thing. You learn to just do what you've seen being done. And I think that sometimes teaches us, but when you get to a place where the pain of where you are is so great that you say, I can't stay this way or I'm going to die. This is Old Testament scripture where the lepers were sitting around and they said, why sit we here and die when we can go to the other side?
Mm. Yeah, that's the mystery of mankind. Why still sit in that cell or that addiction?
And I think those who know that they need to be agents of change have to continue to put out positive energy, positive reinforcement, because you don't know what folks are going home to. You're fat, you're ugly, mm-hmm. you ain't worth this, you're yeah. always going to be a junkie, you da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. These are the things they're surrounded with. Mm-hmm. You know, why you can't go in and personally change everybody's household, everybody's personal life, while you are out, you can be that example of positive change. And, you know, it's almost like Newton's law of physics. You know, every action has an equal and opposite reaction. If I go out and say, hey, babe, you look good, you know, and I appreciate it, and I saw what you did, good job. Somebody's going, I think they have one commercial, insurance commercial or something that says that. Somebody is watching you say that, and they decide, well, I'm going to try that because everybody's happy now. Everybody's smiling. And it's just the turning point. You know, when you give out that compliment or do that good deed, somebody's watching and somebody else is going to do it. We need to create a healing community. I think somehow or another it's gotten twisted, and it's okay to downgrade people and insult people. And for some folks, that's the teaspoon that tops the cup over. You know?
And we have to realize that everybody's growth is process is different. You know, what may take me 30 days may take someone else 6 months. And so we have to learn to also celebrate people where they are.
Talk about celebrating people where they are. Somebody's calling in.
Hey, this is Sandra. How y'all doing?
Hi, Sandra. Good.
Yeah, I agree with both of the panelists. They're doing an excellent job. I was just going to say pretty much what Sister Aretha said, that I can remember when I was a child that by the fact that I was made to go to Sunday school and go to church, then other adults got to know me and they had expectations for me. My teachers, that was another place where they had expectations of me. And that even if I didn't get it at home, there were other groups of adults in other different places that had expectations for me. And that became a part of my value system without me really knowing it, being able to articulate it. But when I got grown, I was something in the back of my head would say, oh, my mom would be embarrassed, or the people, my teacher would not like this, or people would be, you know, disgraced at my church if I did this. So it starts really young, and a lot of people talk about not going to church, but their children need that foundation early. So when they get, when they're faced with these trials and tribulations, they have a foundation that they can go back to. And hang on to, you know, that anchor, it doesn't move. The anchor doesn't move, and so if they can go back to that, that helps a lot. But it has to start at a very early age. Even if your parents don't go to church, they should take you to church or send you on to church. Because almost every church has a bus. Every church has a bus, and all you have to do is call them up, and they'll come and pick up the kids.
So what you're saying is no matter how addicted or depressed you are as an adult, get your kids to a church where other adults
can work their magic. Other men for the boys.
Good point.
Yeah, other men for the boys. People who might see some talents and some things in your child that you can't see and will explore, you know, exploit those talents and things for them and take them to different places. You just have to make your kids available to all the good teaching in the community.
Oh, that's a great thought.
She said something that was...
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
What a great thought for Christmas.
She said something that was very key, and that is that it doesn't just go away. It has there has to be a healing process.
And a healing place.
A change. And that's a process,
Yes.
And she's right about that. And another thing that came to my mind, what the caller was saying, is keyword accountability. You know, when you're set in that type of atmosphere where you have your Sunday school teacher or you have your the deacon or the mothers or, you know, the youth leader or whoever, maybe your teachers, that you they had an expectation of you which brought about accountability. I like to use the formula responsibility plus accountability brings credibility. And so if you want to build credibility in your life, you have to first take responsibility. And that's and sometimes in the, those types of settings, we learn to be responsible. And then we have our peers there to I'm accountable to her. Mm-hmm. I'm accountable to my community, you know.
Right.
There's certain things in our neighborhood growing up, in our different neighborhoods, if you were doing, Miss Sally was saying that, you know, your grandma wouldn't want you to be doing that. You know your mom. But see, that's accountability there.
That's
you
right.
See what I'm saying?
Well,
that's
don't, oh, yes, yes. Oh, we are fired up for our Christmas show today. Don't go away, Radio Rehab. We have to take a break so our sponsors can get in, and we'll be right back.
Every Wednesday in the Tom Joyner Morning Show grants another Christmas wish.
I keep praying that you see my letter and grant my Christmas wish because I really need it. Tamika, gotcha. Merry Christmas.
The Christmas Wish happens every Wednesday morning on the TJMS.
It's Christmas once a week, baby, 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 on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Do you need some new tires, but you're a little short on cash? Right now at R&R Rent and Roll, you can get a complete set of tires for only $10. That's right, $10 today rolls you away. Only at R&R Rent and Roll. From 14-inch passenger tires to 20-inch performance tires, $10 rolls you away at R&R. You'll get free mounting, free road force balance, and listen to this. We'll include free rotating balance as long as the tires are on your ride. With our easy Rent and Roll program, you can choose weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly payments. Or if you prefer, you can buy today with the guaranteed lowest price. Nobody beats our tire prices, and credit is never an issue. R&R has a plan for everyone. So if you want to keep your cash and get through this winter on a brand new set of name brand tires, you need to come to R&R Rent and Roll today, where $10 rolls you away. $10 rolls you away. $10 rolls you away. 225 South Green River Road, 3 blocks south of Lloyd Expressway. Online at rnrmidwest.com.
Custom wheels and tires for your truck or car. Everybody needs a little R&R.
All you ladies out there, this announcement pertains to you, so listen up. Every 9.5 minutes, someone in the U.S. is infected with HIV. Did you know that HIV/AIDS is the leading cause of death for African-American women ages 25 to 34? Among women living with HIV/AIDS, 64% are black. HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, has no symptoms. Many women and their partners are walking around with a virus as I speak to you this minute and don't even know it. This could be you. To find the nearest testing site and your HIV status, go to www.9.5minutes.org. Respect yourself. Protect yourself. Test yourself. This ad is sponsored by the Vanderburgh County Health Department through a grant from the Indiana State Department of Health.
You're listening to Radio Rehab, the most informative substance abuse program on the airways. Your host is Lisa Seif, who's the director of the Warrick County Court Substance Abuse Program. You can pick up the phone right now and give Lisa a call at 812-424-1400. Or if you're outside of Evansville, it's 1-888-846-7867. Radio Rehab. And now, here's Lisa Seif.
We are back with a fired-up show today, pre-Christmas. Actually, every day is Christmas with the guests today. So Sister wants to start off with a comment, and then we will hear from Reverend Lavelle again.
Right. Thank you. When with the previous caller, Sandra, I had attended the Million Woman March, and we were charged by the speakers at the march to, well, sisters, I want you to go out and force yourself to say a kind word to some sister you meet every day. And I'm like, okay, that's easy. Until I got home and realized because of the culture, because of the environment, how hard it was to fix my mouth to say something nice to a person passing just randomly. What I want to say, drive by compliments and good words, welcome, warm words, and just, you know, greetings. And
something so simple.
It forced me to face how it's not done. Mm-hmm. We used to cut down each other's scab in the dozens, oh, look at what she's wearing. To force myself to say, you know, if she was wearing something good looking, I shouldn't feel offended or threatened. Mm-hmm. Sister, you are wearing that hat. I really, you know, you got the nicest smile. You know, just boom, that didn't cost me nothing, didn't cost her nothing. I can keep on walking down the road. And, you know, I don't know what kind of effect. I threw it out hoping that it would have a positive effect. Just think if you ran into 20 people.
Just random acts of kindness.
Right.
And it's a challenge because we're in a very impersonal society now. Technology allows us to be that way, or helps us to be that way, if you will. I can remember the time, you know, everybody is trying to get their Christmas cards mailed out, and, you know, because you're going to sign your name, and that's your personal, you know, sentiment toward them. But now I can just text Merry Christmas to everybody. Yeah. I don't have to make the phone call or... And so, you know, it's not as easy. Well, Christmas or Thanksgiving or Happy Birthday, it's not as easy to be that personal now because right. we kind of have a society that's real impersonal now. So you stay
unfashionable to be caring.
And do you all think the society, as much as we preach it, it's getting more divisive, not inclusive? Like when we say sister, is that every woman in the world? That's our sister or brother? Is that everybody in the everybody's our brother? Or
well,
we
it should be because I mean we talk about races, but there's really no only one race, and that's the human race. We have different cultures, but there's only one race.
How do we get back to really seeing blood, that really. Though? But I feel like do you all think in our it's just divisive still, too divisive.
We
even with substance abuse, the blacks are in prison, the whites are in rehab. Why is that?
There's a lot of reasons for that.
Money, maybe.
Yeah,
that's a whole other show.
That's another show right there. Mm-hmm. You know, because
okay.
I mean, because you get it, when you start talking about that, you're talking about injustices.
Yeah.
You're talking about demographics. You're talking about a whole lot.
That's true.
And I think I can say, you know, a lot of people will want to say that the opposite of love is hate. The opposite of love is not hate as much as
difference.
It is fear.
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 Yeah.
And so when you go from that standpoint, that explains a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like we said, we're influenced by society to fear this, that, or the other.
Yeah.
If I force myself to say something good, I'm giving you power and I'm giving myself power, the power to love you and not be afraid of you, to see you as a divine creature encased in human flesh, you know, just as the same as I see myself.
And that fear is the fear of the unknown.
Right.
Yeah. What we don't know, we fear the most.
But what I do know is that you're a divine creature encased in human flesh the same as I am.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're here by grace the same as I am.
Exactly.
And if I say hi, if I give you a compliment, then it's not only sticking to you, as we discussed before, it's bouncing back to me. So I'm getting some of that residual.
Mm-hmm.
You almost have like a cold fusion nuclear explosion when that comes out of my mouth, hits you, and boom, it's, you know, you get that radiation.
Kind of like you got to give it away to keep it.
Right. That radiation is soaked up by everybody. So if enough people do it, you can actually change the feeling, the course, the whatever.
And that's the mindset right there, what we're talking about. That's the mindset to make a difference in other people's lives.
And that's what
the attitude.
That's
that
your whole life on that premise, isn't it? That you all can make those changes.
Yeah, that's the mindset. Because if you have, like she said earlier, if you have the mindset that you feel like you're so much better than someone else, then you're not going to reach people.
Mm-mm. Do you think you're better than a crack cocaine addict?
No, I have the attitude that if it wasn't for the grace of God, there go I.
That's beautiful. Why can't more people have that attitude?
But you see,
it could be any of us.
That's a biblical principle. That's something you learn by going to the church. The thought of he, you know, when a person, the scripture says, when a person is overtaken in a fault, he that is spiritual will restore the one considering your own self.
And that's a charge. Yeah,
that's a
responsibility.
Charge, right?
That's what you are sitting here to do.
You guys know people come out of those churches with judgments toward the alcoholic and addict, though. They sit in those churches and pray and then come out and judge.
That's someone that has gotten the information without understanding.
Well, I think your whole thing of but for the grace of God, there go I, we all need to live that every day.
An old proverb says, in all of thy getting, get an understanding. So you can get the information.
But why are people so judgmental toward the alcoholic and addict? Ooh.
Well,
or mental illness even. It's
And then you're talking about the fear. Then you're talking, and fear turns into hatred. And it's very easy, you know, whatever you have wrong with yourself, it's so easy to transfer that, well, at least I'm not this, or at least I'm not that. Mm-hmm. Well, at least, well, Lord help me if I turned into that. You have it's to,
like
you
a,
know.
It's like a survival for you to feel.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you're still acting from a place of fear.
Yeah.
If you're acting from a place of love, you know, regardless of what circumstance you're going through, what this human encasement is going through, you're still divine on the inside. I can see that spark, so I can go ahead and let my spark, let my little light recognize your little light.
Right.
Even if you on 40 watt right now, I'm going to give you a little bit and get you up to 60 so you can get up to 100. You know?
That's a cool way to
love,
look at
you
it.
You said something about love. You know, the scripture says love covers a multitude of faults and sins. So when you operate in that love and seeing that light, then you're more of a covering rather than an uncovering. Mm-hmm. Now watch this. You may feel a certain way about alcoholics and, you know, drug addicts, but if it's your uncle or your mama or your daddy, then you want to cover them. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Cover it up, you mean? Or
no. Cover it up, cover them,
whatever.
Help them out, do whatever it is, because your love
wants to protect.
Compels you to do something to help them.
Absolutely.
But you may judge the person down the street. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that love that you're talking about, that kindness, that good attitude, is something that we have to be more conscious of, so that we don't get in the judgmental place.
And in human services, you learn the term unconditional positive regard for the fellow man. Mm-hmm. You know, regardless of whatever adjective I put on top of you, you still human.
Exactly.
And I'm human. So that's what we have in common. So I have that to regard you. I have to have that regard and respect for you as a fellow human being.
Mm-hmm.
You know, regardless of whoever you can be sitting there, hey, how you doing? You know, sitting in the gutter in your own filth, drunk, and I can smell you from 10 feet away. How you doing? You have a good day.
Yeah.
And that didn't cost me anything at all. You know, just to give those compliments doesn't cost anything at all.
And
but
really
you'd be surprised at
card.
The effort it takes if you're not used to it. I challenge all our listeners to force yourself to say a kind word, at least 10, just randomly, just throw them out randomly. Not to people you love, not to people you know, not to people you have to, just randomly throw them out. You know, like water
That's
balloons
a great
out
challenge.
The window.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, if we all did that.
Exactly.
Not only would the world be a better place, we'd be better people.
Right, right. Like
we'd
I said, it's residual. It,
yeah.
it empowers you.
Yep.
And you'll get a tingle. Well, good. That felt funny.
Yeah. And for that agent of change, it's a drawing card.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you know, what is the old saying that bees are drawn to honey?
Mm-hmm.
So that kindness draws, you know, with loving kindness.
So Reverend Lavelle, coming from that kind of pain. Mm-hmm. And abandonment almost in your background and probably sister too, all of us sitting here. How did you move into a world of being loving? Because you're very loving. You all sitting here are very loving even in the woundedness.
It was a transition.
Was that what you went to school to study to do? I know, sister, you social services has been your thing. Were you wanting to get in the ministry?
No, that wasn't my mindset to get in the ministry. Mine was telecommunication, and then I did do some human service studies and psychology. But, you know, the thing, if I could come up with just a thought, and it would be this, and, of course, being a preacher, I've preached this, and that is my struggle produced my strength. My struggle produced my strength. And if you learn to take your struggles, and there's a message, there's a revelation, there's a story to be told out of every one of our struggles.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take it, like my sister said, and make that an agent of change, you can make a difference.
Did somebody, Sister Rita, did somebody inspire you along the road to...
There's
to be
many,
of love.
There's
Were you
many
inspired
people.
By another human being along the road? Or
there's many people that inspired me. If I started naming names, that would be, you know, someone saying, well, you forgot this person.
Absolutely.
Forgot that person. But there are many people in my family and even in the community that inspired me to make a difference. and to, you know, to be that agent of change. And so, you know, it's like that responsibility, accountability, credibility thing. Mm-hmm. You know, those acts of kindness and those deeds of good, all of those are little agents to help you to make the difference.
And I think what happens is along your journey, you have to gather different tools and have different instructors.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you the one person
that's what I said.
That moved me, you know, through the books I read, through the experiences I had. You know, if you're seeking the answer, you know.
And, it's all around you.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
it's
right.
All
you
around
just,
you.
You just take different things and put them in your basket.
Yeah.
Different things and use them as your tools, as your experience. If you call yourself on a journey and being this particular agent, an agent has a super spy agent. You know, when you look at 007, they got training from everywhere.
They sure
And they
did.
Have all kind of tools in their pack.
James Bond did.
Right. So if you...
He knew several different languages.
If you commit yourself to becoming an agent of change, you have to get all your little super spy pack tools, and you have to get training from all the masters.
Because you can't transmit something you haven't got.
And I'll tell you what, and everybody knows Dez. Dez has been one of my master teachers in teaching me humility, in teaching me long-suffering, in teaching me kindness, you know, to produce acts of kindness. Mm. And it's amazing the feedback I get from him, you know. And everybody, I know she's off the chain now. She done talked to me, you know. But I can admit that. I'm strong enough where I can admit that. Where different people, you see that... Everybody else doesn't feel like has too much value, or what could you possibly learn? Hey, this is my journey, and I'm telling you, I done gave you one of my secrets already. The rest you're going to have to get on your own path. I'll see you when you get there.
Aretha, Angela, thank you so much for visiting.
It's good to see
Please
you guys
come
again
back.
Too. We all went to Carver Daycare.
In the 80s, 80s, 90s?
Oh, no, it was way before the 80s. Try the 70s,
Oh, my.
The 80s, we were graduating from high school.
So you all know some stuff on each other.
Yeah. We know a little something.
Thank you all for visiting.
Have
a wonderful Christmas. So we're losing the sisters of our show today, Angela and her sister Aretha, that is on Alice's show before us, so we're going to stay here and continue our discussion with Reverend Lavelle. Tell us more, Reverend Lavelle. God, you could tell us so much, but more about how you ended up going into the missionary work and the church, and then when we come back from break, all about reach. That's exciting.
Okay. We've
got to share with the
audience. Well, it's real simple. After I left IU, I moved to New York for a year, and... Mm. You know, just trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And that wasn't really what I wanted to do. I had a divine call from the Lord to do ministry. So I left New York with the intentions on going to California. I have family on both the East Coast and the West. And I said I was going to stop at home for a few weeks, and then go out to the West Coast. I ended up traveling and doing ministry in different cities, and I met my wife at a church service in Muncie, Indiana, and I married her a year after I met her, and the reason why I didn't move her to Evansville is because her father was on kidney dialysis at the time. I had never experienced anything like that, so she didn't want to move away from him. She wanted to be close to him, and so I moved to Muncie, and I helped her take care of her father and worked up there and, you know, started to establish myself there in Muncie, Indiana. And then he passed on, and then a year after that, my kidneys began to fail, and I ended up on kidney dialysis. I was in a coma for 3 months before then.
My God.
I was due to die according to the doctors, and they had me sent to IU Hospital. I came out of the coma, and I was on kidney dialysis. And it just, you know, you never know what footsteps you have to walk in. You know, it just, it behooves you to treat people well. And I treated her father well, loved him, and helped to take care of him while he was on dialysis, never knowing that one day I would have to go down that road.
Wow.
And so I did the dialysis from 1996 to 2000. Here I am in my 20s, and I'm pastoring.
Mm.
And in 2000, I received a transplant. I didn't get a transplant from any living donor, but I was on a transplant list. So I got the transplant in 2000. It lasted for 3 years. After the third year, my body began to reject the transplant, and I went back on dialysis in 2003. So from 2003, I was back on dialysis, back doing ministry, had a family, you know, just trying wow. to, just going through my struggle. Whole time producing strength, not realizing how strong I really was, because I was able to, you know, still function and go forward and minister to other people while I was yet hurting.
Jeez.
And so in 2008, I laid across my bed. And I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, you know, if I never get off of dialysis again, you know, I said, I'm not going to stop reaching out to people. I'm not going to stop, you know, touching people's lives. So in the midst of between 2003 and 2008, I had a dream, and the Lord gave me the name REACH, and it meant to restore, educate, affirm, cultivate, and help.
So that was the birth of
REACH. That's where it came out of in my
reach.
Pain. Yeah, my
wow,
my
what a story!
Strength. And so, and then the motto: reaching humanity holistically through creative programs, training, and development.
Okay, don't go away, because we have to take a break, but
okay.
I want us to come back and hear all about REACH. Don't go away, Radio Rehab. Here's a guy that kissed death's door himself and was a wounded little soul that decided to stay close to God and do good things in others' lives. So don't go away. We are going to come back and hear more about how he did that and what he has done.
Sanderson lines up his putt. It all comes down to this. The only thing standing between him and a beefy Big Mac is a giant windmill.
Dude, forget the bet. I will buy the McDonald's if you quit talking in my backswing.
Sanderson is easily rattled today.
You can always swing McDonald's with one of four extra value meals like a Big Mac or six-piece chicken McNuggets with medium fries and medium soft drink for only $4 each. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Now that McDonald's has any size premium roast coffee for just a buck, I love coffee this much. But since you can't see me, I guess that doesn't really mean anything. So let me put it this way. I love a small cup like an astronaut loves to spacewalk. And I love a medium cup like a little girl loves ponies. And I love a large cup like McMuffin loves egg. And that, my friends, is true love. You know, for a buck. Prices and participation may vary. For a limited time, a la carte only.
Microwaves prepare you a home-cooked meal now. 24-hour news channels broadcast what's happening now.
Technology stocks extended their gains Wednesday.
High-speed internet enables you to find anything now. In this world of now, you could get money now at H&R Block. Bring in your latest pay stub and you could get an Emerald Advanced line of credit for up to $1,000. No W-2 required. New clients are always welcome. Call 1-800-HR-BLOCK or visit hrblock.com to make an appointment. Offer expires January 13th. Apply for the H&R Block Emerald Advance today. Banking services, line of credit, and the H&R Block Emerald prepaid MasterCard offered through H&R Block Bank, a federal savings bank member FDIC, pursuant to a license from MasterCard International Incorporated. The Emerald Advance line of credit is subject to credit and underwriting approval. Fees apply. Products offered only at participating offices. MasterCard is a registered trademark of MasterCard International Incorporated. H&R Block Emerald Card, H&R Block Emerald Savings, and H&R Block Emerald Advance are trademarks of HRB Innovations, Inc. This product may not be available at some locations.
$5. Thanks to Walmart, that's all it takes to fill a stocking with candy. Because Walmart has low prices every day on stocking stuffers like Butterfinger Jingles, Crunch Jingles, and Sweet Tart Candy Canes. Plus, they'll match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for the same product. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Wait a minute. $5 a stocking. $5. Maybe I'll hang a stocking for my mom. Maybe I'll hang a stocking for me.
Your child has a fever, and of course you worry. You're a mom. That's your job. But there's no need to worry about which medicine to choose. Fact. Children's Advil brings your child's fever down faster than Children's Tylenol. And Children's Advil keeps that fever down longer. Nothing's proven better on fever, not even Children's Motrin. For relief you can trust, look for Children's Advil in the cough cold aisle now.
Among OTC pain relievers, brands are trademarks of their respective owners based on reducing fever below 100 degrees Fahrenheit.
You're listening to Radio Rehab, the most informative substance abuse program on the airways. Your host is Lisa Seif, who's the director of the Ward County Court Substance Abuse Program. You can pick up the phone right now and give Lisa a call at 812-424-1400. Or if you're outside of Evansville, it's 1-888-846-7867. Radio Rehab. And now, here's Lisa Seif.
We are back talking with Reverend Adrian Lavelle about his life, and he has started a new program called Reach, and it's ironic because the show's music is Reach Out and Touch Somebody's Hand by Diana Ross, and his whole program and life's mission now is about reach, so he's going to talk to us about that. During break, I asked him, I have a friend named Jordan that's a high school student, got started on marijuana, and is doing really good now, has gotten clean, has people that really love him and are helping take care of him, like Reverend Lavelle said people did for him in the churches. And he's done well, and now he's going back to school where a lot of the peers he knew there are smoking pot. And what would Reach, tell us how Reach could help somebody like a Jordan, and there's millions of others, that get it together and get better and get some hope, but yet go back into an environment where drugs are everywhere. Mm-hmm. How does Reach reach those kids or adults?
Well, the desire to reach, you know, came out of growing up, being around it, seeing it. Mm-hmm. And those that you love the most, seeing them suffer from addiction. And so when you talk about Reach, you're talking about human service programming that would reach people creatively. And so Reach all is developed. It's been since 2005 when we started, but we have developed a program called Man Up.
Man Up.
Man Up.
Love that.
Taking responsibility to make the difference is the motto, but Man Up means that the M stands for men, A advocating, N networking, U united, P purposed. And it's two-dimensional. It's a two-dimensional program. And one dimension of it is men being accountable to each other. And then the second dimension of the program is men teaching younger men. Mm. And so, I looked around and I thought, well, there's so many women organizations and Women United and, yes, women teaching other women. But, the scripture says you have many teachers but very few fathers. And so there's many components to the Man Up program, like there's a crime component, health component, finance, family, relationship, job development, education, choices, and these are some of the life lessons and life coaching that will take place in the program. It's newly developed, starting in Muncie first, where we're already have done computer training for
is
all
it
ages there.
Under the Reach umbrella?
It's under the Reach umbrella, as well as, and we also do HIV testing and awareness. We do an obesity program, just a multiplicity of things, mm-hmm, because Reach is restoring, educating, affirming, cultivating, and helping. And so I think when you have the mindset to restore, you're looking at the potential in people and how to develop that potential, how to build people where they are, and teaching them to celebrate where they are, to celebrate the little steps with the desire to go, to do better, mm-hmm, to educate. A lot of times after you have, restored someone back to a position, in order for them to maintain, they need to be educated. And I mentioned earlier, and all that getting good understanding, because if you have information without revelation, you really can't get a manifestation. So you won't see it show up.
So first is the information, then the revelation,
that's
then
the
manifestation.
And the manifestation and
application.
When it comes, yes, the application. And so that's important. And then to affirm, sometimes people need just affirmation. They need to be affirmed.
Yes.
They need to know that what they're doing is good and it's working and it's really making a difference. And even though you don't see it, you know, sometimes we get frustrated when things aren't moving as quickly as we want them to. And then to cultivate, you know, if you have the mindset to cultivate, you can take someone and you can develop them. You can catapult them to a betterment, you know. And then lastly, to help. And that is a part of putting resources in. That's a resource of time, talent, and even finances. And so that's kind of what the direction reach is.
So that's what you're putting your whole heart and soul into anymore.
I'm putting my whole heart and soul into that, as well as ministry. I always like to say, and we're gonna be doing a program eventually, a 2-minute moment of reach here on WEOA in 2011. We're working out some of the details on that, and but you'll hear me say always, and even on my voicemail machine, I'll say always remember to keep reaching up, keep reaching in, and keep reaching out.
Mm.
So, you know, we reach up. I always say we reach up to inspire, enlighten, uplift, and excite.
Mm-hmm.
We reach in to ignite, enlarge, impart, and expose. And we reach out to change, transform, reform, and revive. So, you know, we always say...
That word reach can...
It covers a multiplicity.
Oh, we've got a question. Hold on. Somebody's reaching out right now. Hello, welcome to Radio Rehab.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Marvelline, Mr. Adrian.
Oh, it's our friend Marvelline. Hi, Marvelline.
Marv.
We can't hardly hear you. So.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's the speaker.
I just want to say that you've done a great job. I guess my one question is, what is the mission of REACH? And I know you want to reach out to people, but how does that mission relate to the addiction in our community?
Great question. How can REACH, is the addictive disorder one of your focuses, and how can REACH get to, is that right, Marvelline? How can REACH?
Yes, because, you know, we have that real serious addiction problem in our community, especially African-American community, and all the other communities, too, where there's poor people, and there's no hope sometimes. But I want to know, I guess, from him. And I've been knowing him ever since he was a kid in high school. So.
That's Aunt Marv.
Yeah,
Marv, that's what he calls me. He had Sheila Charles, Ray Charles' daughter here this year. And that was very good, but I guess I need to know what is the focus as it relates to direct? Is it hands-on with people with addictions, or is it... Explain it a little bit more. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Some clarification.
Yes. Now, I'll clarify this, that REACH is not just in the issues of addiction, but that is an area that we have programming to reach out to. We're trying to build a way to be more effective as far as hands-on. But when you talk about, for example, the Man Up program, there is a drug component there. There is a drug substance abuse component there. For example, I have sitting before me, I printed this out. If those of you that are interested, if you go to the Fatherhood Initiative website, it's a national website, some of the research says researchers at Columbia University found that children living in two-parent households with a poor relationship with their father are 68% more likely to smoke, drink, or use drugs compared to all teens in 2% households. Teens in single mother households are at a 30% higher risk than those in two-parent households. And I have a lot of statistics like that we need to begin to educate the adults about how important the problem is. And Aunt Marv, you know, you said it when you said it's a serious problem. It's not just a social It's not just about having a social program, but it's about what are we going to do as far as taking responsibility to make a difference with this social ill or this substance abuse problem. We can say it's a terrible thing, it's a horrible thing, and we can just look over it. But what REACH wants to do is REACH wants to gather people together that want to make a difference and to put our minds together of how we can be hands-on effective. Mm-hmm. Now, we brought Sheila Ray in so that we could draw people to awareness of the subject. Mm-hmm. And we'll be doing that in the future, bringing people together to draw awareness and hopefully to draw resources so that we can have hands-on, because one of the components to REACH is to help. And sometimes in order to get people into on that journey to transformation, you have to invest in their lives mm-hmm. and take them out of risky situations, you know. That's one thing that's really most frustrating for me as far as ministry is, because I've had women that have been in abusive situations, and they have said to me, you know, I'm living with this guy and he's my source of income, mm-hmm. so on and so forth, and I want to leave. My life has changed. What do I do? And all we've been able to do is put them up at the Y or something like that. But if we had housing that we could take them out of the environment mm-hmm. and that we can, you know, do the hands-on, we could be more effective. So it's the lack of resources, and it's not going to just come through a government program, but our community has mm-hmm. the resources, and we come together and learn to work together and make this thing happen.
Well, and it sounds like you're trying. Marvelline and I have had hours of discussions, and you and I before the show, Reverend Lavelle. There are so many children and young people that need adults that will man up and woman up.
And we have to start early teaching, the children, if it could be some kind of curriculum in the school.
Well, if there's addiction in the family, it's not that these are bad parents. They're sick, and they're not able to do the job.
Right.
So it sounds like...
And whenever there's something that I, you know, would want advice about concerning the addiction problem and how to be effective, Marvelline Prince, mm-hmm. as you all know her, is a person that I consult.
One of your go-to people.
Yeah, she and you as well, since I met you.
We're proud to be part of that.
I know
you
all understand the demographics. You understand the need to, you know, to implement change.
And we've lived it.
Yeah.
You have too.
Yes, exactly.
So
everybody has something to bring to the table.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we wish you the best in Muncie, Indiana, and it will trickle to your hometown, Evansville, for sure.
I believe it, yes.
Definitely. This just goes too fast. You've got to come back.
Oh, it's an hour already?
Yes.
Wow.
Let's end with a great, I know you have a prayer, because you're full of prayer and that spirit in you, Reverend Lavelle. Let's end with a good prayer, because we won't be here Christmas Day, Radio Rehab, so take care of your neighbors. Keep praying for clean and sober folks that we love, and we're going to end Radio Rehab with a prayer with Reverend Lavelle. If you want to hear him, go to www.lisasifcares.net, and you can hear him on the internet. You can Facebook Radio Rehab. On New Year's Day, we have Marvelline and Facebook Reverend. Is there another way to get a hold of you, Reverend?
Yes, I'm also on Facebook, Adrian Lavelle, or you can email me at adrianlavelle@gmail.com.
So we're all available. Marvelline Prince will be our guest New Year's Day, kicking off the New Year's with hopefully some more hope and enlightenment about getting clean and sober and staying that way. But for today, we'll end with a prayer.
This thought I want you to think about is that the grace of God is not only God's unmerited favor, but it's God's ability working in your inability.
Mm-hmm.
You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Lavelle. Radio Rehab audience, thanks for your support and a wonderful year of sharing and caring.
Happy holidays.
Yes, we will be back New Year's Day.